This is HPR episode 2606 entitled, Liverpool Make First 2018, Interview with Dan Lynch, and is part of the series, Interviews. It is hosted by Tony Hume aka Tony H1212, and is about 9 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, this is an interview with Dan Lynch, one of this year's Make First organizers.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
So this is Tony Hughes for Hacker Public Radio, and I've got with me, I would say, podcast royalty.
Wow. Hiya, how you doing? Nice to be here. I'm Dan, Dan Lynch.
Dan is formerly the presenter of Linux Outlaws, if you don't know.
Mm-hmm. And current presenter of Floss Weekly on the Twit network quite often.
You're back doing that then?
Yeah, so I'm doing that again. It's so we have a panel of hosts. So it's actually, as I said that, I haven't been on it for about 6 weeks, but every kind of few weeks I'll do an episode. So what tends to happen is there's a panel of about 6 to 8 co-hosts, and it then depends on availability. We're getting an applause now. Depends on availability and stuff like that. But yeah, I'm still doing it. Yeah, so we're doing some interesting stuff on there as well. And,
that's great. I've not listened to an edition of Floss Weekly for ages.
Yeah, have a listen. It's really good. So the other thing, since we're at Makefest, Liverpool Makefest, is that I've been doing interviews recently with some of the makers that were coming here today as a podcast in the build-up to it. So the last 10 weeks or so, I've done one a week, a little half-hour show. It's called Meet the Makers. And that's, if you go to liverpoolmakefest.org, there's a big podcast link, or you can just Google for search for Liverpool Makefest podcast. And there's 10 half-hour episodes on there at the minute, so it'll probably wind down after this. We'll do a wrap-up one, but we hope to might do it as a season, in like a seasons thing, so we'll have a season for each Makefest, and maybe that'll lead into other things, you don't know, I don't know.
That's really cool. You're one of the organisers of Makefest. Do you want to tell us a little bit about how this got going? I know it's been going for a number of years now.
Yeah, it has. So it started in 2015, and there were 3 original founders. I wasn't one of them, but sorry, my radio's going off. So Liverpool Makefest started back in 2015. There were 3 original founders of the event, of which I'm not actually one, but I was involved then with Les Pounder, who you may well be familiar with. I know you're very familiar with him, Tony.
Sat just behind us.
Yeah. So we helped out with the crew, and we ran a lot of the kind of stuff on the day. We helped, you know, keep it going. But it was originally started when it was a lady called Denise Jones, who works for the library. She started wanting to do more kind of arts and creative stuff in the library, and she did Chinese lantern making workshops. She got people in to do that, and then while that was going on, the other two founders, mythic founders of the event, Mark and Caroline, they were both teachers, still both teachers, and they came in one day and saw this and talked to Denise and said, oh, we want to run a festival about making stuff. And originally it was going to be in one room in the library, and it very quickly took over like almost every floor that first year, and it's now in its 4th year. As I said, you get about 2,000 people usually coming through, so it's pretty busy. It's a big venue right in the middle of Liverpool. It's a lovely venue, and there's so much stuff to do that, you know, we get so many cool people coming along. The makers seem to enjoy coming along, and yeah, it's good. It's a bit of an effort to get it together at times. So this year I've been more involved. I've been one of the main organisers. So when I'm not standing out in the car park telling people where to park, I'm doing stuff like social media, when I get around to it. I've been doing mostly, I've done the podcast, as I mentioned, and bits of like logistics and stuff. And there's a team of about four of us at the minute who organise, and then we've got brilliant volunteers who help out as well.
So I'll put a link to the Makefest website and access to those podcasts in the show notes. I've been interviewing some of the makers today, and everyone seems really enthused. There's people from all over the country and from abroad here today.
There's amazing stuff going on. I mean, it's people come from all over the country. We've had some come from America, who actually were originally from Liverpool, have come back from America and Canada. We've got at the moment right now, as I'm talking to you, up on the fourth floor, there's a guy called Peter who's come over from Essen in Germany. He wants to set up hacker spaces in a library in Essen. So he contacted us a few months ago and said he'd like to come over and again, round of applause, he'd like to come over and film the event essentially and stream it live to the library in Essen to show them that it was a real thing and how big it was and it could work for them as well. So he is doing that right now, but he's also since got another friend of his in, I think it's Shenzhen in China. I may have got that area wrong, but anyway, it's definitely in China, big place. And they're also linked as well. So they're linking the three libraries together today with video streams, and he's doing kind of a live video show, and it seems to be going really well. So that's really nice that we can kind of spread out a bit beyond, well, not just beyond Liverpool, but also even beyond the country. Who knows what's next? The galaxy? I don't know. Makefest Mars will be, or Mars Makefest, I suppose it would be good.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Well, we've actually got someone showing his rockets that he sends up, so maybe we could be.
You could, although the only thing that worries me is we have trouble getting the Wi-Fi to work in the libraries in Liverpool, so how's it going to work on Mars? Probably better.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah. So the reason you can hear the clapping as well, which you might have heard in the background there, which keeps going, keeps happening, is there's also this year, for the first time, we're putting like a mini conference into the event. So they're calling it the Cozy Conference, I believe, and they're doing 5-minute talks. So if anyone's familiar with Ignite events, we do an Ignite Liverpool event where you do 5-minute talks. They're strictly limited to 5 minutes. You get 20 slides, I think 15 seconds each, and then when your slides auto advance, and when they get to the end, that's the end of your talk, and you talk about something that you're interested in, and they're doing that right now over there. That's why every 5 minutes or so you hear a bit of clapping. And there's also this year as well, as part of that, there's a group called the Awesome Foundation, who are in Awesome Liverpool is one of the chapters of the Awesome Foundation, and what they do is they every month give £500 to a project that they think is awesome, apparently, that they decide that. There's a committee of trustees, and the trustees, there's 10 of them, commit £50 a month each to this pot, and it becomes a £500 thing. And they've funded loads of maker events. So what they're doing today is people have been submitting their projects, a lot of the makers who are coming. Normally it's limited to Liverpool, but because this is a bigger event, people come from all over, it was open to anyone. And there's a final list of about five. So those five people, after the Ignite talks, I think, are going to do their presentations about their 5-minute presentations about their things, and then they will have a question and answer, and at the end someone will win the £500 and they get to take it home. Well, they get a check.
That's really cool. What's the have you got a link where people could find out about the Awesome
Foundation? If you search for Awesome Liverpool, I think it's awesomeliverpool.org. Or if you go to the Awesome Foundation, so it's awesomefoundation.org, there's different chapters listed, and Liverpool's one of the chapters, so you'll find it under that. It's the first one in England. It was the Liverpool one, I believe. There's now potentially, I believe, one up in Glasgow, I think, so in Britain, and then I don't know if there's any more, but there's some in America. It's quite a lot bigger in America. So we're really proud to have the first one in England, or in Britain, I should say, or the UK, in Liverpool, so it's great.
Oh, that's really cool. Thank you very much for agreeing to take a little bit of time out of your very busy schedule today. And it's really good to talk to you and listen to you.
Thank you. No problem. I mean, it's great to talk to you as well. And thanks for coming along. And and enjoying the event and chatting to everyone. Yeah. I hope you enjoy it.
I've been having some amazing conversations with all the makers, so it's really good as well to do the interviews. So thank
Great.
You.
Great, that's what we like to hear. Thanks very much.
Cheers, thanks Dan.
All right.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.